So, welcome to all of you. I'm so excited to be here for Sadie's baptism. It's always a wonderful thing that I have the privilege of getting to do as a pastor, but especially on the day of Pentecost. So, it's a big Holy Spirit Sunday, and the Holy Spirit is the one that calls us to faith and gives us the gift of faith, and so you can't find a better day to have a baptism than on Pentecost Day, and that's why we're wearing red, because we're celebrating the Holy Spirit today. So, if you would like to follow along with the baptism, the order of service is on page 268 in the hymnal that's in front of you, so you can follow along with everything that's going to happen there. The reason why I'm using a microphone, even in just a small group, is because we record these, the audio. So someday Sadie will be able to listen to her own baptism, which I think is going to be kind of cool. We're going to start doing that for our confirmants, so that they'll get to listen to their own baptisms. Okay, you ready? You excited? All right, well, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So how is this child named? Sadie Jane Schaefer received the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Sadie according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in her, which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, from ancient times, the Church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. The Evangelical Lutheran Church sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in Luther's Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. So, Donovan and Kelly, having heard these important responsibilities, is it your intention to serve Sadie, support her in the Christian faith? If so, say yes with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace, fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us join together in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. All right, let's go on up here to the font. Of questions for Sadie that she can't answer for herself yet. So, if you look in your hymnal to the question section, I'm going to ask everybody who's here to respond to the following questions on her behalf. Sadie, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce him." Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, "Yes, I believe." Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, "Yes, I believe." Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, "Yes, I believe." And Sadie, do you desire to be baptized today? Say, "Yes, I do." Sadie Jane Schaefer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy, and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. I encourage you guys to keep that candle in a safe place, and light it every year on June 8th to remind Sadie of this baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian Church is that when we are brought to the baptismal font, we receive a new name. God takes his triune name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and places it upon our hearts, places it upon our souls in baptism. But it's also been part of our Christian history to also recognize the significance of a person's given name on the day that they're baptized. know this about the name Sadie before, but I guess it was once upon a time a common nickname for women named Sarah. I had no idea. And so because of that, that means it's connected to a name that has Hebrew origins. Sarah, of course, being one of the matriarchs of the people of Israel. And the name Sarah means princess. So a Sadie would be sort of like a little princess. And I actually love that, especially on a baptism day, because this is what the Holy Spirit does for us in baptism, brings us into God's kingdom, right? So we become children of our Heavenly Father. Sadie is a daughter of the King. That makes her a little princess on her baptism day. What a blessing that is. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear His word, receive His gifts, and proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And let's welcome Sadie with a round of applause. And let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Sadie the new birth and holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with His favor and grant to you His peace.